This segment of the show is called a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's a little example of what not to do.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low.
Right. Just a little hurdle, little life hurdle you could proverbially jump over.
Okay, so, you know, when you're a defendant in court, never really a good idea to commit the crime that you're being tried for right in front of the judge, but that's where we are.
What's the crime?
If you can manage to make it through the day without dealing drugs in court, when you're in court for dealing drugs, you're doing okay.
We're doing a drug deal in court?
Yeah, Tony, he's 30. He was convicted. He was caught selling drugs in a courtroom.
What in the world?
During his own sentencing hearing.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah, so he was there dealing with a previous conviction. And then he was caught selling to another convict who was also in the courtroom. Unclear exactly how they were caught.
What in the, like, how in the world did he have them on him? Because he was probably in custody, right? Or was he just showing up for his court date and wasn't in custody?
So
he must not have been in custody.
Well, no, he apparently snuck them inside with him.
Oh, wow.
And,
in nature's pocket? How'd we do that?
Yeah, and it doesn't say how.
Okay.
Doesn't say how. Maybe he had it between the cheeks. We don't know.
Such a bold move.
But he was like,
such
you know
what? A bold move.
I see an opportunity.
And I'm going to need some bail money, man.
You know what? And honestly, it's like, is the guy going to have, who he's selling to, going to have cash on the spot to give it to him?
Maybe they communicated like, hey, if we could just meet up at the courthouse, that's where I'm going to be. If you want to swing on by, I'll get you hooked up. What in the world?
Yep. So there
you go. Apparently not his first rodeo. He had 29 drug dealing convictions.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess at this point, they're just like, you know what? Let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah. So,
it is what it is.
Again, probably not the best idea to commit the crime you're being tried for right in front of the judge.
What an outstanding show of just
bravado.
Yes, bravado. That is bravado.
Hi, yay, yay.
On display.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without dealing some drugs in court, when you're in court for dealing drugs, you're doing okay.
That is, you think those are among the things you don't have to say out loud.
Here
and
we
then
are.
there rolls in Tony.
Then Tony comes in and says, here, hold my beer.
What, you mean I'm not supposed to do that here?
All right. Well, I wish I would have known that a half an hour ago.
Dang it. Or the 29 times prior I got in trouble.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story.